Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raising kids can be one of the greatest rewards of a parent's life. But come on, some days parenting is unbearable.
I love my kid, but is a new parenting podcast from Wondery that shares a refreshingly honest and insightful take on parenting. Hosted by myself, Megan Gailey, Chris Garcia, and Kurt Braunohler, we will be your resident not-so-expert experts. Each week, we'll share a parenting story that'll have you laughing, nodding, and thinking, oh yeah, I have absolutely been there.
We'll talk about what went right and wrong. What would we do differently? And the next time you step on yet another stray Lego in the middle of the night, you'll feel less alone.
So if you'd like to laugh with us as we talk about the hardest job in the world, listen to I Love My Kid, But wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Fabulous. 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 Wow. What another crazy episode of this New Jersey reunion. This is bonkers.
Was that? I think I'm the only person who feels like every Jersey reunion is just like this. I don't really understand how this one is different yet, except now that Louis's coming out. Louis's coming out, okay, because now we have a guy who's like, I'm going to ruin you all with his new teeth and his pucker and pout. But he doesn't even come out yet this week, so we don't get it. So for me, it's just normal, everyone being haters, you know. So I love this show.
He spends a lot of time shirtless on this episode, which is not something one normally says about a reunion show, but somehow he pulled it off. Literally pulled it off. Yeah. Anyway, everyone, come join us this Friday in San Diego at the Observatory for a recap of the season premiere of Real Housewives of Orange County. That's going to be a really great show. Go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets. Next week, we go to the Midwest. We're going to go to, we're going to St. Paul, Minnesota, going to Chicago, going to Columbus, Ohio, doing three back-to-back shows. It's going to be a wild weekend. We're going to be probably desiccated husks by the end of it. And then the weekend after that, Boston show, big Boston show, and our grand finale at the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. So come join us, watchwhatcrappens.com for all that glorious stuff. You can also go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and you get access to all sorts of fun perks if you support the show that way. No obligation, but if you want to, you can do it. You can get things, for instance, if you support at the Crappens on Demand level, you can watch all of our videos a week before we release them on YouTube. That's early access for Crappens on Demand people. So go check that out. And it's super fun.
Sure is. We're having a good time. Here we are doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. Super excited. Okay. There's only one more until the rest of the season is over. And I'm going to be sad. I love Jersey. I'm going to really miss Jersey.
Yeah. Me too. It's, I've really enjoyed this season. So the reunion picks up. The cliffhanger from last week is Teresa declaring that Melissa and Joe were hanging out with Joe Giudice's former business partner, the one who I guess squealed and sang
like a bird
and sent them to jail. And now Teresa has revised her longstanding theory that Caroline Manzo sent Joe and Teresa to jail, and now is saying it's Joe and Melissa who are the ones that sent them to jail. At least that's what her theory is at the cliffhanger. It then changes over the course of the next few minutes to be, you know, in classic Teresa fashion.
And Caroline did do an interview. She was with her daughter, and they were doing an interview for something. You saw that, right, Ben?
I did see it. Yeah, a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, and she was saying, you know, I've always said, I just took the fall for it, even though it wasn't me who did it, but I knew who did it. I was in the room when they did it. Like, yeah, I wonder why people keep blaming you. So weird. So apparently this is something, because, you know, in Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, we're like, you don't just call the feds and then they come investigate whoever you want. But in Jersey, you can. You can just call the feds, you know. And I guess that the feds were already looking, and it sounds like this person, whoever it was, I'm guessing customer service at Home Depot, because we know that they're an enemy of Joe, called and said, I'll help you. I'll get some evidence for you. Because Joe Giudice never paid them back a loan that was owed. And when they said, if you don't pay back this loan, I'm going to go to the feds. And Giudice said, yeah, go fuck yourself. Go for it. And so they did. And here we are.
Yeah. So Andy's like, so do you don't really think your brother and sister-in-law like turned you in? And she's like, yeah, they hung out with people. I take it back what I said about Caroline Manzo. It was them two. Okay. Them two.
Yeah, but you don't think they're responsible for you going to jail? She's like, I don't think they're responsible, but I think they're responsible for hanging out with people who helped.
Like, oh, for Christ's sake, Teresa, my God. She's hung out with you. She's responsible for hanging out with people who helped because she's hung out with you. You helped as well, you dodo bird.
Yeah, Melissa's like, we didn't do that. And he's like, so you were married to the person who's... He's like, by the way, you were married to the person who's responsible for you going to jail. And she was like, yeah, and I spoke to the FBI, and so I have proof. I have proof that she was hanging out with someone who spoke to the FBI, because I spoke to the FBI, okay? And I don't fuck with people who speak to the FBI, and I know this because I spoke to the FBI.
And Jen's like,
Andy, this proof, Andy, 80 proof. And I don't like the taste, but I love the effects of it. Pour me a stiff one, someone from Ireland.
Someone from Ireland.
He's like, oh, I'm curious what Dolores' reaction is, because I can't tell if she's awake or asleep. She's sort of like one of those animals that does that. And Dolores goes, it's hard to believe.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Dolores.
And Melissa's like, wait a minute. You think we were hanging out with an ex-partner of Joe's? How would we know him? Because you live in a town where literally everybody knows each other and your names are all Joe, Frank, or, you know, Peter. Frankie.
Yeah.
Annie. Yeah, like, how would you not know him, okay? And Dolores goes, do I think a brother could do that to a sister? No. Guys, can we just go back to the Bible? It's like literally the first chapter, okay? It's brother and brother, but still, let's go back.
No, that was what happened, and he was trying not to, he was not trying to do it to me, but he was, like, trying to do it to my ex, and, like, because he was hanging out with people who were, like, trying to do it to my ex and stuff, so, like, it's, like, sad to me that, like, my own family was, like, hanging out with people who was trying to hurt us and stuff as is.
And Melissa's like, what? I'm like, she can't believe it. And she's like, yeah, it's sad. And she's like, well, Teresa, we didn't commit mortgage fraud. You did, dollface. She goes, I didn't commit mortgage fraud, all right? That was my husband with wrong taxes. That's what it was. It was wrong taxes with my husband, all right? And she's like, yeah, and after this airs, Jacqueline's going to agree with this. And Melissa goes, oh, yeah, Jacqueline really loves you. And Marge goes, oh, yeah, you should see what Jacqueline said about you in a text to Jackie Goldschneider. Okay. Basically, she's the new short court reporter, Jacqueline. Okay.
Yeah, so we see this text that Jacqueline sent to her that was like, I know I shouldn't care about her arrogance, voice, and the fact that she gets away with so much after being a nasty asshole bothers me. She's a low-life trash bucket. She's stupid, but also very calculating. Even with her two facelifts, eye lift, nose job, shaved forehead, Botox fillers, and new boobs, she's still so ugly and she thinks she's a goddess. Lol, I'm not bitter at all. Lol, every time I see something on her, it irritates me all over again. She's infamous for being a dumb, classless train wreck. She doesn't get it. But enough about my daughter. I want to talk to you about Teresa. Wow. Still having issues in that family.
And Danielle's like, this is so petty, guys. Come on. And Teresa says, well, okay, well, Jacqueline's going to come back for you, babe. She's going to come back then. And Loris goes, sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
And Andy just laughs. And Loris goes, this is bad for you, Melissa. You're going down now. And Melissa's like, oh, yeah, this is your friend that you want to use against me. And Jacqueline also said you look like trash, so whatever. She goes,
she said that you was a whore, too.
And he's like, I'm going to move on because Jacqueline Larita never was compelling television. Hey, so let's talk about something else.
I'm sorry. I just have to point this out because all week people have been like, oh, my God, who is Dolores saying you're going down to? This is huge news. Dolores is turning on Melissa. And it's been this huge thing all week. And then we find out what it is. And Dolores is just saying like, oh, you fucked with Jacqueline. Jacqueline's going to bring you down. That's what she's saying. Jacqueline's the scary one. When do you guys really think Dolores was going to change and be like, oh, you're going down. Let me tell you something. I know someone who installs garage doors. And if you ever need another garage door, you are going to get a discount with the code word Dolores, bitch. All right.
So then Teresa's like, okay, I feel so much better. I'm cleansing all the energy, all the bad energy. And Andy's like, yeah, you're going to walk out of here like you just took the biggest shit of your life. And Dolores goes, colonic.
Gross. So Andy's like, all right, I want to shift gears to olive oil. So what was it like doing a show with a two-year-old and a newborn and a really hairy person? And so we see Rachel montage. And she's like, you know, it was really challenging, Andy. I don't have a nanny, okay? And I would rather, like, someone else just, like, do the laundry and stuff because then that way I could spend time with my kids, you know, because you don't get that time back, Andy. And he's like, you're making me feel kind of guilty here. No, don't feel guilty. She's read between the lines. She's saying she can't afford both a maid and a nanny, and she's not choosing a nanny over a maid. Okay, that's it. You can get the same nanny the rest of us can afford, an iPad.
Yeah, exactly. So Rachel's like, I'm sorry, Andy. So then Emily, Emily from in Paris says, which do you prefer, John with the wax smooth chest or John with a hairy lumber chest? And Rachel's like, oh, you know what, Andy? Smooth is what I prefer. You know, he shaved his whole body from here down. He actually looks younger. Yeah, especially when he puts like a balaclava on his face. Thank God for Joe with that wax.
Melissa's like, I know, he wants the hair off. She goes, yeah, he lost a bunch of weight, Andy, and he shaved his whole body. He looks really good. Wow, that must be fun to hug. Oosh. So Andy's like, so was he just upset because he looked fat on TV? And she's like, no. He did it before the TV show even came out. He got it sucked out. And Dolores goes, oh my God, he got lipo? I love that. I don't think I've ever seen Dolores smile that big on this show. She finally found someone.
Maybe can tell Paulie something about it. So Miley from Cyrus says, what did you think about Jennifer calling you out for a nose job when she clearly had one herself? And Jennifer's like, I was just bonding with her, Andy. One botched nose job to one fixed nose job.
He's like, you call it a fucked up nose job, Jen. And she goes,
well, after she spun around a conversation, and I thought, like you, Danielle, like you, I thought it was coffee talk. And she was like, what's with you and Dolores?
And Rachel's like, I didn't even say that. And Jen goes,
but that's how I remember it. And this is reality television, where the only thing that matters is my truth.
Yeah.
That's the point of the story. I said, you know what? I said, have you ever watched the show before, baby? And she was like, no, not really.
And Rachel's like, no, I said I didn't say that because that's not true.
Yes, you did. Bravo, lover, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, you did. That's a fake Insta. Fake Finsta, I should say, which is sort of redundant. It's a double negative, which means it's actually a real account by saying it's a fake Finsta. You know what I'm saying, baby? I don't do oxymoron Finsta accounts, Andy.
And I love that Rachel Fuda, you know, I enjoy Rachel. I've enjoyed her. I don't know if it's the husband effect, because I also like Fuda. I think she's fine. I think the general opinion of Rachel specifically is that she's kind of boring. So I love that her Finsta is that boring. It's Bravo. One Bravo lover, 1, 2, 3, 4. Really? I mean, that's like your mom signing up for AOL. you know? And they're like, that name's not available. But we do have Rhonda 1234. She's like, fine, just fuck it. Just do it.
Just do it. Bravo lover 1234 at earthlink.net. So Rachel's like, Jennifer, you went to my nose doctor to get your fucking nose fixed. Okay, hypocritical. She tells me I don't. She tells me I've got a fucked up nose job, and then she goes to my doctor.
Oh, there she goes again, twisting the truth like a nose. She's really good at doing this. When I called her, I said, "Who did your nose?" And she told me who did the nose job, and I said, "Oh my god!" And then he offered to fix my nose. I said, "No thanks. I think I'm gonna pass, sir. I'm just gonna do it my own self, baby."
She goes, fix, he tweaked you. He did tweak you. And she's like, no, he did not. I have it on email. I'll give you the email, Andy. I'll give it to you. And he's like, no, gross. And she's like, he took out my chin. That's what he did. He did not fix my nose. I've had one nose job. And then when I called you, I was trying to give you context about my nose. You are
just a little just some so helpful context. That's, you know what I love when someone calls me up to give me context? So Rachel's like, can you tell us something to make it to stop talking? And Andy's like, she'll run out of gas in a second. And then Jen's like, I met you for 2 minutes. You think I'm stupid enough to vent about her, to her about Dolores? And Rachel's like, but you did. Yes, you did. And she goes, well, I was given my perspective on the history because you told me you didn't watch the show. Which, if you listen to that phrase, that means that Jennifer's like, oh, you don't know the show? Well, let me tell you who's good and who's bad. She was trying to basically sway Rachel from the get-go. And she's like, it was just my perspective because you didn't know.
Yeah, but when it's her that's in trouble, yeah, she has ways of spinning it. Like, it's my truth, but that's how I feel, but that's just my perspective I'm sharing.
Right.
So then when we go to the adoption being finalized, and he asks, like, so the birth mother spoke to some blogs and said you were only doing all of this for the show, and Dolores goes, wait, I just want to say, I knew this girl, Rachel Fuda, a long time ago. She was in competitions with Frank. And at first, I thought I was on a bench next to a piece of beef jerky that was talking. And I said, honestly, after growing up in Patterson, I'd believe anything. So I spoke to the beef jerky. And she said she's trying to adopt a child beef jerky. And that beef jerky turned out to be Rachel Fuda. So just for the record, Rachel Fuda was planning on adopting that child. She's also dried out meat and she's delicious. So thank you very much.
You know, at first I didn't even think she was beef jerky. I walked up to her and said, you know what? I'm such a big fan. I loved your work in Microsoft Office 98. You were a very helpful paperclip. And she said, that's not me. I said, I'm sorry. You are clearly part of the Oberto family of beef jerky. So it was a little confusion. But even then I knew that paperclip wanted a little paperclip.
So Rachel's like, well, allegedly one of the castmates here on the couches can give more information because apparently she was contacted because of Louis. And everyone's like, what? And Rachel goes, yeah, that's the info I was told. And Teresa's like, why? Why would you say that? And you know Teresa's lying? Well, and she's opening her mouth. It is Teresa.
Yes.
But she's also smiling really big. Teresa smiles really, really big when she lies.
Yeah. And basically, like Louis's team got in touch with Jaden's mom. And then the mom reached out to Jaden and he wants nothing to do with her. And Rachel's like, watching the season back, it definitely makes sense. You know, like Louis screaming a private investigator's name at us, like literally verbatim, that's what he said.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, give it about 10 seconds for the word verbatim to process through Teresa's brain here for a moment. She's just in an older iOS. 1 second. Okay. She got it. She thinks she said vegetable, but I think she still, you know, gets the point across.
So, yeah, Rachel's like, yeah, like someone got information about what prison she was in, where she was, and Louis tracked her down and had somebody track her down. And he's like, but how did you find out it was Louis's team? And she's like, well, I was told from someone close to me. And Rachel's like, Andy says, well, why would this happen? And Teresa's like, I got no idea. What? I got no idea what's going on, Andy. And Rachel's like, and watching the season back definitely makes sense because, like, you screaming private investigator's name at us, like, literally verbatim, is that's just what happened, Andy. And Marge goes, verbatim, Andy.
And Teresa goes, oh, yeah, well, look who's talking, calling the kettle black. That's all she does.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And Margaret goes, Teresa, I don't hire private investigators. You know what I hire?
someone to buy me Snickers creamer from the supermarket. That's what you call a good use of money, Teresa. And Melissa goes, she doesn't look for it. It comes to her, okay? It's like, but listen, I would never hire a private investigator. Never. And Teresa goes, well, you don't have the money to. She's like,
yeah, you don't got money to do it.
And Melissa's like, oh, so you have the money to hire people to hurt us. Wow, great fucking catch you got there, Teresa, okay? So she got her definitely on that one. But I love that Teresa's bringing all this, like, oh my God, Marge with her private investigators. The stuff about Louis was in People magazine. His ex was literally on People magazine talking about Louis being an abusive asshole. She was the one who leaked all that stuff of Louis at the men camp, shirtless, going crazy, which looks like he's repeating that performance backstage at the moment, by the way. What are you talking? No one needs a private investigator. The shit's in People, lady.
The whole point was that it's like, oh my God, this stuff is everywhere, Teresa. How are you doing? So Teresa's like,
no, you started all, Margaret. You started everything last season.
And Melissa's like, yeah, and you apologized to her. You said that she did nothing wrong.
Yeah, but I apologized for throwing everything on her in Nashville.
And Melissa's like, oh my God, your storyline's supposed to be namaste. And Teresa goes,
don't take my line. Don't take my line.
Because Melissa's going, namaste. Namaste.
That's my line.
And so then it gets super classy. Melissa's like, namaste, your asshole. She goes, yeah, you're going to stick it up your asshole, Dan. And she goes, yeah, well, if I could find the namaste, I'd stick it right up my asshole. She goes, yeah, stick it up your asshole, Dan.
Melissa just like decided to own the insult. And it's like very confusing to Teresa.
Wait, you want to stick it up your own asshole?
It's two understand. Really stupid people fighting, you know? It pretty much sums up the past 13 years.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we welcome the two nice Jewish girls to the set, Jackie and Jen Fessler.
Jen Fessler's like, oh my God, can you say my name one more time? He's like,
Jen Fessler.
Thanks, Andy. I really appreciate that. So
he's like, Fessler, your transformation into the Housewives universe is complete. I mean, it usually takes longer. You've got a whole new everything on you. And she's like, yeah, I got everything redone, Andy. I got a new face. I got new boobs. I got my butt lifted. Everything done, Andy. It's a combo. What if you didn't ask me back? Got to get it done now.
Yeah, she's definitely doing her Hamilton moment.
Not going to miss my shot, Andy.
So Andy's like,
my Botox shot. Obvious. Also, she looks the same to me. I mean, and
she
by the way,
she did look the same.
I'm not dissing her plastic. I'm not dissing her plastic surgeon or saying like she got bad work or saying she's fugly or anything like that. I think she was like fine before, and I think she's pretty now. Like she doesn't look different.
Yeah, she looks the same. I think it was just that she kind of looked like refreshed or younger or whatever. So I think that she got really great work because it's not like she comes on with a brand new face, you know, like,
right. She didn't get like a Kardashian face. She got her own face. She's like, I'm in here because I want to look like somebody I used to know. Her name is Jen Fessler. Fuck Tony Soprano. Let's get it on record.
Yeah. She didn't come on here looking like Edie Falco all of a sudden or, you know, Aida Turturro. So who else is on that show? I was like,
wouldn't that be amazing, Portia? If somebody went to the plastic surgeon and was like, could you please give me the Aida Turturro? That's what I
at least someone would. At least someone is, hopefully.
I brought a picture.
The last picture that was taken of her, incidentally, in 2001.
Oh,
poor Aida Turturro. Where is she?
Probably at home crying, listening to Crappens. Like, what the fuck?
She's like, I love this show. I love this show. I can just tune out everything. And then all of a sudden, Aida Turturro suddenly winds up on the... I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I'm sorry, Aida. You're one of us.
So they ask about James Gandolfini, and Fessler's like, well, I was surprised at how offended what people were about James Gandolfini. I mean, this old hag would actually have sex with James Gandolfini. Well, so sorry, I was 20 once. I wasn't always a sea hag, am I right? Mm-hmm.
I was hot back then. So I think, and she says that people were upset that James Gandolfini couldn't defend himself against this vicious rumor.
And then she says,
people die on strange hills.
They really do. And Dolores is like, listen, I think he was punching up with you. I mean, you're gorgeous. Stop it. And Fester goes, well, You know, the funny thing is, Andy, the exit near my house is the rest stop, and it's the James Gandolfini rest stop, so I cry a little every time I pee there, Andy.
The point is, you all are dying on a hill of a man who's named after a rest stop, or vice versa. Either way, really, people, get over yourselves. So Andy's like, okay, well, hey, Jackie, you seem as healthy as can be. You seem like you're radiating. And she's like, yeah, I just need a little bit of extra weight in my face. It just made me look younger. And he asks how she felt about coming back as a friend. And she says it was, like, difficult. And she was in recovery. She was just starting recovery when there was talk about casting. And she wasn't in a good place. But and then she gained a lot of weight in a short amount of time. And then she didn't feel good. And she didn't want to move backwards. But this was ultimately the best thing for her. And she got to write a book about it. So that was really important to her.
Yes, and she's been coming after people on Ozempic. So he's like, what's that about? Because everybody's on it. And she's like, well, it's not a problem to want to lose weight, Andy. It's just that being thin is addictive. And then once you lose the weight and then you want to keep it, so you keep taking the stuff to not be thin. But then once you stop taking Ozempic, you gain it all back very quickly. I'm like, yeah, because it makes you not hungry. So if you stop taking it, I guess you get hungry again. And I don't know, but there's a lot of rifts in the Ozempic world. It's huge right now. We're all fighting in the streets about it. So then that's pretty much all of Jackie. It's like, yeah. Andy basically just got Jackie on to ask his new favorite question next to, did you get new boobs? Which is, are you on Ozempic?
Yeah.
That's like his new favorite question. So then we move on to the Ireland trip.
Yes. So he's like, well, it seemed like you guys all loved Ireland. Oh, yeah. Best cast trip that we've ever done. We only screamed at each other for 96% of the time instead of 100% of the time. And so Andy's like, okay, so who's a better beer chugger? And they all say Jackie. And okay. Doja from Cat says, Melissa stealing wine glasses, saying you wanted to drunk dial your ex. Do you even remember that night at all?
And she's like, of course I remember, Andy, because I remember everything when I'm drunk. I mean, whatever. I was just having fun. And she's like, oh my God, I was okay with you saying that. I'm at your ex. And she's like, oh my God, do you think I was being serious? Like, in front of you, I'm really going to be serious and say something so stupid. And she's like, ah, the brother I grew up with wouldn't be okay with that. It wouldn't be okay with that. Melissa's like, yeah, you know what? You're twisting all of this fun, lighthearted stuff, Teresa. And she's like, you're married with children, all right? So, like, you can't be making jokes like that because you got kids as at home, says. I was like, you fucked your husband on camera and you've got kids at home. Are you fucking kidding me? You got banged up against a tree at a winery.
You went to jail.
After your husband called you the C word on television. Like,
you participated in tax fraud. So Melissa's like, she's like, you call people, see you next Tuesdays. Like, you have children. You should not say those words. And she's like, yeah, but I had a reason to call people that. Because, like, you know, she talked about my daughter. She talked about Jackie and the Coke thing. And Melissa's like, well, I was tipsy and I was having a fun girls' night. Like, way to put a kibosh on it. It's funny. Laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. And she's like, I was just giving my opinion.
She goes, if I wasn't getting married, I would have said something to you on the bus. I'm like, oh, okay. You're a better person because you were getting married. So you were being very polite. So Marge is like, oh my God, it was fun. Let's not read into it. I'm sorry to say read in this cast. I'm sorry. I know none of us do, but you get the point. And Teresa's like, oh, Margaret, of course.
Okay. And so Dolores like, well, I thought it was very funny, personally.
Okay. Well, by the way, Teresa, what is the problem with male strippers?
And Teresa's like,
No, I mean, I'm into Channing Channing, Stalker Channing. What's his name's again?
Oh, there's wacky music while Melissa just rolls her eyes like, wow, Teresa can't pronounce something. And so Marge's like, maybe we should get his name first before we start talking about this, okay? You know, I might need the man to, like, strip off a sweater with a whale on it at some point, okay? Let's not offend Channing, all right? And Jen's like, oh, yeah, I could love that movie, Magic Mike. And Melissa goes, oh, you watched Magic Mike and you're married? Oh, my God, I don't think your husband's going to like that, Teresa. She goes,
he knows because we watch it together. Like, every time we watch it, I'm about halfway through the movie, I go, where's the magic?
She's waiting for a tiger to jump out. I also like that Teresa actually responds to that sarcastic comment seriously.
No, he knows I like Channing Tatum.
So then Louis, meanwhile, downstairs in on the street, an Escalade pulls up and Louis sticks his head out like a literal dog driving down the highway in someone's car. And he's like, and he's, I don't even know what he says. I was like, this guy's, oh God. He's psyched himself up. You can tell he's psyched himself up. He's like puffed himself up. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to be the tough guy today. No one's going to fuck with me today. I'm going to be tough.
He's got his new teeth in there. I'm just doing the sniffing as he walks in like he smells some trouble. I smell some trouble. And he's smacking his gum crazily and he's purple. Which, by the way, anybody watching this, I am purple this week, okay? I got a little microneedling done myself, which is why I look 10 years old. A purple 10 years old. I look like
a 10-year-old grimace. Did you just say microbodeedle?
So I am purple all week. I'm a childlike grimace this week, okay? So yes, I am being a hypocrite.
Literally not purple.
He walks in all, Louis smacking his gum and all of this. Eek.
Yeah.
So then the other guys are in their dressing room going, Fudo! Fudo! Fudo!
There he is.
There he is.
And Louis's like, so now they're like, there's dressing room one and dressing room two. And one dressing room is like Joe Gorga and Frank and Fudo. And then the other dressing room is the other guys. And Louis is changing, but he's like shirtless. And then he stops changing because he wants to go talk with the guys. And then he remains shirtless for the rest of the episode until he finally comes out on stage, which I feel like he was trying to do like a little bit of a flex. Like, hey, I'm in good shape, guys. Hey, look at me. I'm pretty hot, right? I felt like it wasn't just like, oh, he was just going to go there to talk. I felt like he was trying to show off his body, and I resented it.
Of course. Maybe you don't just walk around shirtless on TV on accident.
Yeah, I only resented it because it made me feel insecure about my own fitness goals that I'm failing to achieve.
Well, look, let me tell you something. Louis used to have a weight problem. People are dicks, and they post it on TV as like some indictment of him. Like, oh my God, people aren't allowed to lose weight. But the guy was a big guy, and he got really healthy. God knows how he did it, sucked it out. Whatever he did, good for him. And so he's shirtless. And let me tell you, I'm trying to lose weight and be very healthy myself these days. And if I ever lose enough weight to take off my shirt, I will be doing this show on YouTube without my shirt. You can bet your ass.
I would love to do that. I would love to. I've just had permanent dad bod for 20 years. I have skinny fat.
What if we ended up like that? What if we ended up like that? Because, like, I'm 47 right now. My birthday is at the end of the summer. So that's coming up. And I'm going to be 48. Okay. Because that's how numbers work. And I'm going to be 50 soon, guys. That's very close. And what if I just decided that in my next part of life, I'm just going to be an old queen with muscles. I'm going to do it. What if I do? I'm going to start taking steroids and just be here shirtless every day.
Just be like a Disney bear gay. Be like one of those bears. Like, you'd be like a muscle gay who like wears ears at Disney and then posts pictures with other muscle gays, and you just know they're all fucking later on after that photo.
Yes.
Because they all do that. They all stand there together and they're all like, and they play like circuit music in the background, and they do like little video montages. Like, what an afternoon at Disney for the sixth time in this week with all my other muscle bear friends. And now we're going to have an orgy.
What if we do it? Let's do it.
I would love to
be. Oh my God, the next chapter.
I'm not committed to steroids. I cannot. I'm not at a place in my life where I want to take steroids. I don't think I'll ever be because I don't want to take steroids. But man, it would be great to take steroids and be a muscle gay. I'm just not there. I'm just not at that place where I want to put steroids in my body and do terrible things to my skin and potentially my demeanor. The last thing anyone needs is me to have roid rage on this podcast.
I would love it. I've already got rage. I would love to see what roids would add to my rage. Why not?
I think it would be a disaster if I had roid rage. I feel like I'm just barely keeping my internal rage in on the inside half the time when I watch these shows.
Yeah,
I'm probably not leaving. It's probably not staying in. I'm like, guys, I'm doing such a good job of keeping my inner rage in. Everyone's like, Ben, actually, we've been meaning to tell you something.
You're like bleeding from the eyes. You just don't see it. Everyone's like, oh, Ben. Ben's got like little tiny like little cuts all over his hand from just like, you know, nailing himself in the hand. So the guys are in the dressing room and they're going to burst the Nate's cherry, right? And Louis comes in shirtless. And then Joe, Gorga's like, hey guys, you know what? I love you guys, huh? I don't know why I love you guys though. That's for sure. I don't know why I love you guys. Man, Frank goes, ha,
it's not like you got family to love.
And they all start laughing at the demise of his family.
So Andy's like, well, the Jersey women certainly have a way with words. Blah, blah, blah. Here's them saying things in a silly way. So we see a montage of them saying, you know, a fresh of breath air and booger wolf and things like that. And so they come back and Andy's like, booger wolf is a new one for me. And she's like, yeah, I got it from my best girlfriend in the entire world. She's from Arkansas. They have a different language down there. I don't know if you know about it. She was like, next time you see that girl, you got to say booger wolf. And that's what I did. A light bulb just went off. And let me tell you something. My art just flowed through my veins. And I said, come on, muses. What should I say? And I just let out the word. I just said, booger wolf, baby.
Well, I've got to tell you, I mean, it really stuck with the audience, stuck with me too when I watched it on television. Let me tell you, I've said it about 20 times ever since you said booger wolf. Last time I said it, I was driving by the James Gandolfini rest off. I said, booger wolf.
I said, man, I got to take one big booger wolf right now. Just going to stop it in James Gandolf. Listen, I've had James Gandolfini in me, but this is the first time I was actually in him, taking a big old booger wolf.
So I know we love to talk about what a moron Teresa is on this show, but we have to point out that Melissa still doesn't know what an arsenal is. Come on. I mean, I get being stupid once, but literally you're made fun of every day since then about this online, and you can't look it up. You can't even look it up. Look it up, Melissa.
Seriously. Seriously.
America's from education system is broken, said Danielle. Conversate is an actual word in the dictionary. How does that make you feel?
It's like, I feel great. I feel great about it.
Danielle gets one moment of vindication, and she's like, it's a real word. It's like, just say it's a real word, Marge. And Margaret's like, okay, you're not going to put it into a college essay, okay? All right. I'll take that back, because I know a lot of people here don't even understand the concept of that, of just education in general. Like, you're just not going to put it into any sort of formal writing, okay? Yeah. So then, hey, Ocean from Spray says, it's so selfless that you take in your friends as if they're family, Margaret. How's your relationship with Jan's kids today? So Margaret's like, well, you know, Jan died last August. Thanks a lot for not doing a special segment on it. Thanks a lot. And it was very hard on us. And she talks about, you know, her son calling her and saying, like, Jan's going to the hospital. It's, like, very sad. They spoke every day. And things are still tense between her and her stepdaughter. And even at the funeral, it was still difficult.
And they joke around about how she admitted giving Joe blowjobs in where truckers can see in the car. And then Andy asks who has the most sex. And Teresa's like, me and Marge might be the same right now, right? And just blowjobs and get some blowjobs and sex talk in there before we go back to ripping each other apart. So then Andy's like, "Well, Hippo from Ocracy says, Teresa, why was it okay? Why was it not okay for Teresa and Jen to say you're better as a friend than an enemy, but it's okay for Jack? Sorry, this is a question for Marge, obviously, but it's okay for Jackie to say it, and it's your tagline. Like, how could you get upset about something?" Well, first of all, taglines are recorded after the season is shot. So she knew that the whole plot line was about her having an arsenal, which is why she made a tagline of it. Duh. I love it when Andy asks questions like he doesn't know how the show works.
Yeah.
But basically, Jackie's like, I wasn't saying she was a bad person. And Marge is like, yeah, Jen and Teresa were basically forewarning them. You know what I mean? And making it out like I'm not a good person. It's not just them I don't like. I don't like weathermen either.
And Jack is like, yeah, I wasn't saying she's a bad person. I'm just saying she's a formidable enemy. And Teresa goes, I only said it because Jackie said it. I was like, oh, okay, that's why. Suddenly Teresa cares about anything Jackie says.
All right, well, Nicole from a silent and dark AMC theater says, Margaret, Jennifer claims you have dirt on everyone. So if so, where do you get your information? Do you have Google Alerts? Saying that is the most damning thing of all time.
I need to also find out using Google. How dare you? Just point out again, I know I've said it a million times, but the plots for the past 2 years have been Jen calling Serena from Tenafly, and then this year, Jen and Teresa sitting down with this stenographer, the short right. stenographer. So this cracks me up every time that they keep going after Marge for her arsenal. Marge doesn't have an arsenal. She's a fucking gossip. Okay. Yeah. That's what happens when you actually ask people questions and listen to their answers. You get gossip on people, you fucking narcissists.
Yeah. So, but I like also Teresa's so dumb. Look, that Andy's asking this question, Margaret, do you have Google Alerts? And Teresa goes, yeah, ask her. And Andy goes, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, but ask her when she gets the information.
He's like, yeah, that's what I did. Stupid. He's so annoyed. So Marge is like, listen, I don't have dirt on everyone. Okay, what if I revealed about anyone besides Bill Aiden? And Teresa goes,
my boyfriend at the time, Evan and Jackie cheating Roma. And
she's like, no, I didn't. And he goes, but by the way, you're the one who brought up the Evan and Jackie cheating rumor in that really sad parking lot party. I remember that.
She went to every couple, and she goes, yeah, because I heard it from my brother, and my brother heard it from Melissa, and Melissa heard it from Margaret, so that's why Margaret started it. And he's like, all right, all right.
Well, there was a lot of talk about your ex-friend Laura. What did you do to Laura to piss her off so much? I have never seen such an angry court stenographer before.
And Margaret's like, listen, I was trying to be kind to her as best I could. You know, I think I talk a little bit too fast. She gets behind with the fingers, you know? And I was like trying to be kind, and I was trying to get her on the show. And I realized that our friendship was just like only about the show. That's all it was. And she found out that the way to get on the show is to have a little bit of drama. So she contacted Jennifer and Teresa and to go over to it, and unfortunately turns out that you could have a lot of drama, but if you're just a boring short court reporter, no one wants you on TV. There, I said it.
Oh yeah, well, you tried to get her on the show too today.
She's like, I just said that, you fucking idiot.
This is real dialogue that's happening. This is Teresa.
This is like, real.
One of the dumbest people.
Teresa is so fucking stupid. My God. So, Andy, I mean, I think that's why people still like Teresa, you know? She's too stupid to make it up. You know what I mean?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Andy's like, so why did you meet with Laura? And Jen's like,
well, at this time, the season with the affair was just airing, Andy. And I was just still so mad. I was like, let's hear what she has to say. What could it hurt?
And Marge's like, but this rumor thing had already happened, Jen. And he goes, oh, wait, so you had already told Melissa, right, Jen? And she goes, mm-hmm. So Jen is totally caught here.
It's just like Keystone Cops or something like that.
It's so funny.
She's like, yes, I invited Melissa and Joe to my 45th birthday party, baby. And it was around the same time as her 50th. At last, and her and I had gotten a call. And I told her about Laura. And she said to me, I know this already. And then they talked to Joe. And when Joe came home, he said, can you believe how disgusting my sister is? So there, a whole bunch of random facts strung together as if they mean anything.
And then Teresa, as I said, you know, when Teresa's lying, she goes,
I had nothing to do with him. What?
And Andy's like, so then why did you bring it up on camera to Danielle? And then when Danielle said she's going to tell Melissa, you said, please don't tell Melissa. And it's like, And then we see a clip of her going,
please, I've tried so hard not to repeat this. Please don't say it on camera about Melissa being a slut. Please don't tell anybody.
And
please.
Yeah, and we cut back, and Melissa's like, like it was so secret. And he goes, so you had already told her? It's just,
yeah, because the narrative was that was already playing out. And
she goes, oh my God, she went to acting school. Look at her, because she hijacked a whole fucking season. So good job. You hijacked a whole fucking season, you nitwit.
Jen's like, but I just didn't want to tell her.
She goes, Melissa already knew, you idiot. And he's like, hold on. All right, Danielle. How do you react now knowing that Jen had already told her this? And Danielle goes, I didn't know that. He goes, I know. Reading these lines back, it's like reliving this all. It's like, he's like, yeah, I know he didn't know. That's the question.
How did it make you feel? And she's
well, you know, they met Danielle and were like, this is Teresa. Like, if Teresa quits, we need some. Who are we going to find just so incredibly stupid that they literally won't understand a word we say to them and also be fighting with their sister-in-law? And she just walked right in the door like,
do I get a pocket space for this gig? Huh?
And was like, did you feel set up? And she's like, and Melissa's like, it was already known thing, and she wanted to make it a big thing, so you would just deliver it to the finale. And she's like, and he's like, you really lost sleep. You were upset. Were you? Did you feel set up? And she's like, She has no idea.
She's like, no, I don't feel set up at all, okay? I don't feel set up at all. So the girls told me something, but I don't know what they told me, that I had that information. So what I do with it, it's my business. I mean, I don't know, girls. Did you set me up, huh?
And Jen just gives an awkward look, because Jen still, by the way, can't move her neck. So she keeps turning to her and being like, you know,
no, right, baby?
You know, she's just like
a little lazy Susan around, under like, her butt, so she could just rotate around.
Yeah. And so no one answers. It's a really long silence. And Jen goes,
listen, I'm sorry if it came across that way, baby.
And Martha's like, oh my God, Jen, you were smart. Danielle, you're really stupid, okay? You got set up, Danielle. And she goes,
well, she put it in my lap, but what was I supposed to do with it, you know? So I don't feel set up. I know. I choose to believe that I'm nobody's pawn.
And Marge goes, but you were literally a pawn. She goes, because I don't feel like what. I was like, oh, my God, you fit in just perfectly on this show. Oh, my God,
what an idiot.
All that matters is how you feel about it, not the fucking facts.
Andy goes, I think you might walk away from this having an opinion on this, just so you know. And Jen's like, well, Andy, would you rather me hide it, Andy? Do you like it when housewives hide things, Andy? Gotcha, baby, a little booger wolf yourself. And he's like, okay, show of hands, who here thinks this rumor is true? And no one raises their hand. And Jen is like, she's like, well, I believe that that Margaret told Laura that. That's what I believe. So Melissa blames Teresa for talking to... Melissa's still on this thing, like, I'm really mad that Teresa brought this up with Joe without having me in the room. But I think you said it pretty well on the finale recap when you're like, well, you know, if you hear that your sister-in-law, who you don't really like very much, might be cheating on your brother, it's not so crazy to call up your brother and be like, hey, just so you know, I heard this about your wife.
Yeah, I mean... This is just such a mess because Jen is obviously just got caught. You know what I mean? It just feels silly to even keep arguing about it because the whole thing is like Jen just got caught. And she's just so good on this show about not like pretending to take responsibility while taking zero responsibility. I mean, this is a very adept cast, right?
Yeah.
So then Melissa's screaming about that still. So then we cut back to the guys, and Louis just like eating furiously while he's shirtless. He's like,
oh, Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Look what's going on. And Joe, we cut back to the other guys, and Joe's like, well, this shoot's a little weird, right? Because like 13 years, it's never been like this. What are you talking about? You were Tom Cruising jumping on the couch last year and running out and crying and sobbing and screaming. Like every year you act insane. It's always been like this.
Yeah, but the guys have never had to be separated before into two different dressing rooms, eh? So Bonino's he's like, well, let's think. What's the difference in 13 years? Is that you took a shower on time and you're wearing your seafoam shirt? Finally. Okay, Margie, I'm trying to have a conversation with the boys.
The difference, you know what? It's the Louis here. The only thing different is Louis.
So then back to the ladies. Teresa's like,
Louis called him. It wasn't my idea, all right? He called Joe. I said it off camera, and it's coming from Margaret, all right? And that's all I said.
Now, I also agree with this, that there's a lot you can get mad at Teresa about, but she did keep it off camera. She could have done what Jen did this year. Now, the problem is that she kept it off camera, but then when she didn't get the results she wanted, she still did go to Jen and send Jen to do the dirty work, right?
Right.
So,
Melissa still...
I tried to stick up for you, but it just didn't work.
Oh, you stick up for me?
Sorry, Ben. No, for Teresa.
Oh. So Melissa's still going on this thing about like, well, you wanted to hurt Margaret. That's fine. But then why would you call only your brother? Yada, yada, yada. And Teresa's like, well, I was about to leave, but then I felt bad, whatever. They're just sort of like talking bullshit. And Melissa's like, you should feel bad. You're trying to break your brother's marriage. He has 3 kids. And she goes, no, I didn't. Oh,
think about the children.
Always about the children. You know, always throw the kids in there. And Teresa's like, no, I wishes you all the happinesses in the world, you know? And then all the sort of happiness that you get when you don't see someone's face for the rest of their lives. I love Teresa being like, I wish you all the happiness in the world. I never want to see your fucking face again.
Yeah.
And she goes, I swear on my children, all right? I swear on my children. And then Melissa goes, don't swear on your children. That's weak.
Weak.
And she's like, you are. She's like, no, you're weak. No, you're weak. No, you're weak.
Okay, can I ask a question? Like, oh, can I ask a question? Okay. I mean, you guys keep saying weak back and forth. I'm just trying to break in here, guys. Like, weak, weak. Yeah, weak. Yeah, weak. Yeah, weak.
Yeah, weak. Andy's losing his mind.
He's like, stop it! I swear to God, my cards! You guys are like kindergartners. You don't evolve. You don't grow.
And then it's like, uh-oh. Andy's ready to retire. Andy is fucking at giving him 3 reunions at one time.
Yeah.
The poor man is about to fall over.
Yeah, it's gonna be outsourced. So then it's like quiet for like a second, and then you just hear,
weak.
Yeah, weak.
He's like, ah. She's fake and phony.
So creative.
Yeah, well, they just are looking for an excuse not to go to my wedding, okay? They're looking for storylines.
I mean, it's not just fighting. It's just stupid people fighting. And yeah. I think he's so triggered because he has those kids. And he posted on his stories this week where he's in the car driving. The camera's just on him driving. And you just hear in the backseat, the kids both having fits in the back, and he's just looking at the camera like, fuck me, you know? And then in another one, his son's like, Daddy, you got poopy in your pants. And he's like, I do. I've got poopy in my pants. And yeah, and guess what? No one's going to clean it up. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm probably going to have to clean it up because I'm the one who cleans up poop around here. And I was like, oh, my God. I know he thinks this is cute. Like, look at my story. Just a dad trying to get along. Andy's about to drive off a cliff.
Andy,
this is a cry for help, okay? Someone go help him.
Andy's like, fucking Rachel Fuda guilting me into firing my nanny. I'll never do that again.
Yeah, probably came from this reunion.
Yeah. So anyway, sort of going back and forth and back and forth. And then you know, saying like they're just going back and forth. And then Teresa's like, you know what? You can talk to Louis when he comes out. And Melissa's like, oh, now we have to talk to Louis. So is he the biggest bitch boy in the group now? And Teresa goes, yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he is, because you made him a bitch boy. Yeah, you made him a bitch boy. You didn't. It's your fault he's a bitch boy then.
That's such Teresa logic. I don't even follow the logic of really this part of the fight, but just Teresa saying like, yeah, you made him that. That is a classic Teresa worldview.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, he just wants to be part of the show.
Oh, yeah, your husband made him a bitch boy then.
And Melissa's like,
we've got a new bitch boy, everybody.
And Andy's like, you know what? You guys, you should just keep talking. Just keep talking over each other. I'll just sit here.
And Teresa's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to never have to look at your face again after today's did.
And Andy's like, okay, well, let me know how that goes.
So backstage, Louis is still eating his Cheetos. And then Gorga's like, it's going to be a little ride. Hey, Frank, I know I set you up for a joke. Don't do it, Frank. And Frank's like, you know what? Normally, I keep my mouth shut. I'm like, based on the amount of saliva that lands on people, I would say that's not correct. And he's like, but you know what? Not today. Okay. I mean, this is crazy. I would never chime in. But you know what? I would never jump on the bandwagon. But the fact is that he fucked me this year. Louis fucked me this year for no reason. And I did nothing but try to help him. And then Benino's like, yeah. And well, how about what he did to little Frankie? And it's like, flashback to 2022.
Unseen footage. Frank and Joe Gorga are at a construction site, construction hats, which I mean is so weird. Like, why wouldn't they just show this? It's so natural.
I know, they're just suddenly doing construction. So it's like, okay. So Frank,
I'm guessing it's on Joe's house, which he's not allowed to ever stop working on because it just looks terrible the more he touches it. By the way, another detour. Did you see the house that they redid? because they redid it. You know how last week Melissa is saying on here.
No, I haven't seen the new photos.
Working on, we're still working on Andy because the whole internet was ripping them to shreds about their terrible home. So they apparently redid it and they posted a new picture this week. But, you know, I'm sorry to be a hater. You're not showing the whole house. They're only they're closed up on like the front entryway that they redid. But I need to see the whole thing and see the roof line. But if the picture is correct, it looks like they did the entire redid the entire roof line, which is still impressive. It's impressive. I mean, I guess.
Wow. I'm trying to find it right now.
Just had to update people because.
I wish I had set a Google alert about that.
Google oh my alert. God, you fucking monster. Okay, you know what I'm going to look? Melissa Gorga house remodel.
Oh, page Let's six has, goodbye, Dementors. Melissa Gorga gets a new chandelier after fan hate. Well, you know what? There is some good in the world. This is why we have to have a voice, because we can like change terrible chandeliers. Oh, her new chandelier is much better. It's scary, actually. Her new chandelier... It looks like a whole bunch of lightsabers aiming towards...
Here, put it up on the screen. I want to see it.
Okay, here it comes. Here, everyone just calm down, all right? We're going to present this right now. We're going to share the screen. This is why you need to get video, everyone, because this is important stuff. Okay, I'm sharing it. Do you see the new chandelier in the middle? Here, let me go to a larger view.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, see? It is better than the Muppet thing, but yeah, you're right. It's like a bunch of little lightsabers hanging down or like, yeah, lightsaber flashlight.
It's like an Elden Ring things. When you shoot like sorcery swords, you know?
Yeah.
Remember Elden Ring?
Do they don't show the outside though?
This is just a chandelier focus post, Ronnie. I'm sorry to say.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do for next week is we are going to look this up. And we are going to see what the outside of the house looks like and judge the fuck out of it. Because right now I can't tell. You know what I mean. So the guys get ready to go out. And Frank's like, don't mess with him because he's going to kick your ass. Not like Joe Giudice. This guy can really kick your ass. All right.
Wait. But we skipped the actual part of this.
Oh, we skipped all the unseen footage.
We didn't actually say what happened in the unseen footage. Even though we did get some of the more entertaining parts. So basically Frank's like, hey, so you know how Frankie's not working for Louis no more. And Gorka's like, hey, why is that? And he's like, oh, they closed the company down, bro. It's like, they closed it down? Where? Huh? He's like, yeah, he didn't tell Frankie. And Frankie's reaching out. He's calling me. He's like, Dad, what do I do? I've been trying to call Louie and he won't respond. The law.
And Joe's like, what? Why didn't he just call Frankie? And he's like,
you know what? That's the only thing I don't get. Let's lean on a shovel while we look perplexed.
So... we come back, and yeah, that's when Frank's like, don't mess with him, though, Joe, because he'll kick your ass. And so then outside, or back at the stage, and he's like, Jennifer, we got a lot of reactions about your coffee reader. And then we see a clip of the lady being like, I see that you have been offered many endorsements.
And, all right, well, my dear friend from Gail Simmons says, Jennifer... did you think people would fall for it? And she's like, no, listen, Angie's very good at what she does. I believe everything she said. And Margaret, she was obviously tainted. She's a tainted coffee reader. No, Angie's a nurse. That's a day job. She looked after No-No. She knew him. And she asked me if I was going into the lion's den. And she knew there was friction with him. She knew Melissa never came out to visit No-No. I'm like, so the answer is yes, she was tainted because she had all this inside information.
Yes, you purposely hired somebody that hates fucking Melissa that you met through Teresa because it was the nurse of No-No. Well, isn't this something? So, yeah, she's like,
yeah, she said she didn't like the tension with Melissa and Melissa never came to visit No-No, so she hates her guts.
And Melissa's just laughing. She's like, wow, I guess it's just run us over with the truck day. And Teresa goes, well, it's true, you never went to visit No-No. And so then Andy's like, okay, well, anyway, Dion from Warwick says, Jen, and Jen's like, well, anyway, that wasn't the point of the story, Andy. So I get to finish my story about the nurse / psychic / DJ, Andy. And he tries to keep reading. He's like, has Bill's perception of therapy changed since the scene? I'm just going to talk like that because no one listens to me.
So now Jen is doing... she's basically decided that she wants to repair her image. I think she's trying to, like, actually make Olivia go back to being a Broadway star. So she's now like reconstructing her marriage. And so she's saying,
you know, that one single therapy session with that fragile old lady in the throne, that did wonders for the both of us. And things have been perfect between us. They've been great. So I'm not going to push him to go back. Because you know what? Guess what, Andy? He explained the pool house to me. I'm, you know, like, I'm always on about the pool house. Well, guess what, Andy? When I walk into the house, I know there's you. I know there's my dad. There's 5 kids. There's a dog. There's a dishwasher. There's new tables. You know? And he just wants to relax because there's always so much work at the office. So he goes in the pool house and he unwinds. So I get it, Andy. It all makes sense. I love him. Everything's perfect, Andy.
So basically, your whole sham of a you guys want therapy and all of this stuff is to look badass on TV. You did the typical go to therapy for one episode for the cameras and then never go back. And now everything's perfect because you realize you were allowed in the pool house as well. Nah, what a sweet little tidy story.
Yeah.
So Andy's asked her if she's happy in the marriage. And she's like, I'm so happy. So happy. I wouldn't trade him for the world, Andy. Not for the world, girls. And Andy's like, do you believe that, Margaret? And she goes, you know what? I believe that that's what she wants from the marriage. That's what she wants. Okay. You know what? If we were at lunch and she ordered a salmon salad and you said, hey, Marge, what do you think? I would say she ordered a salmon salad and she's got a salmon salad. That's my opinion. I'm done with it.
Well, Nancy from Travis says, you keep on saying you and Jennifer made up, but like, can you blame her for being angry at you? I mean, her daughter is clearly suffering. She wants to be a love therapist because you revealed her dad had an affair. And Margaret's like, well, you know what? I can understand why Jennifer is still mad. Okay, I'm not taking responsibility for her children, though. Okay, there were obviously issues that were going on for years and years. I will not touch this, Andy.
And Jen's like, what do you mean for years? I have thousands of videos of my baby dancing around the house, wanting to be a Broadway star. Hamilton, Frozen, Sweeney Todd. Oh, she tried hacking Bill to death in his sleep to turn him into a meat pie. You know what she wants now? She wants to give the demon barber of Fleet Street couples therapy. That's what she wants, Andy. Can you believe it?
Her little turban hasn't been touched in months. There's dust on it, baby.
So Margaret's like, Jennifer. And she's like, oh yeah, you know what? She learned about it on TikTok, that's where. And Andy's like, what about calling her a drug addict? I mean, I smoke weed. And Marge is like, it's not the weed. I mean, listen, I came on the show saying I put pot on my puss, okay? And so we see 2017. Marge looks like a completely different fucking person. I mean, it does not even look like the same person at all. And she's, and Siggy's there.
Yeah.
Pre-January 6th, Siggy is there. And she's like talking about putting the spit in your puss. It feels so good. And it was also the cake throw episode.
It was.
And you know that these people are having such vile fights that we don't even cut back to the cake throwing episode.
Yeah. That's how bad it is. Maybe that's when Siggy became a patriot. So Margaret's like, you know what? It's all about a good time. I'm not a Vice shamer, okay? Although I didn't actually quite like that movie, Vice. It's very on the nose. But you know what, though? When your Vice is your entire lifestyle, I mean, it's ridiculous. And Jennifer's like,
oh, stop. This is why I call her old. I don't call her old because of a numerical age. I call her old because she just old. You old lady energy. Andy, you got big dick energy. She got old lady energy. Old, look at possessed.
I'm like, you know what sounds like old energy? You being on here saying,
you got old lady energy. You got you big dick energy.
I'm like, okay, trying real hard to be hip.
Booger wolf.
Yeah. So Marge is like, oh, you know what? You can insult my looks all you want to, Jennifer. I could give two shits. And she's,
oh, two shits, please. Go to the bathroom.
Like, God, this cast is really the way they talk is both stupid and uneducated, but they're so fucking committed to it. It just sounds like sparkling Terrence McNally dialogue. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds like so on purpose.
Yeah, and anyone who says otherwise, you old lady energy, okay? So Renee,
you is old lady energy.
Okay? I'm hip. I'm hip. My daughter, listen, she may not want to be a Broadway actress anymore, but she's still on TikTok and she teaches me things. Sure, she wants to be a love therapist. Sure, she's no longer afraid of people in masks chopping down the chandeliers on her head. But you know what? She understands about current events and current slang. A booger wolf.
So Andy's like, but Jennifer, disheveled from Drug Addict, wants to know why you were so distraught over the affair rumor of Bill's, but you had no problem exposing the Melissa affair rumor. Can you see that might be a little hypocritical? And she's like,
well, it was done to me, and I thought if they had this info, would they be hesitant to share it? Let's see.
And, well, this is like, this argument makes no sense, like most Jen arguments, because Melissa didn't do that to you, yeah. And Danielle wasn't even here to be tested like that. Like, would she be hesitant?
Yeah. She's like, I didn't share anything. Dummy. And Jen's like,
oh, well, I'm sorry, Melissa. I know it's sorry doesn't cut it. Didn't cut it for me, but it's going to take you some time to get over this betrayal that someone caused you. Oh, I guess it was me. Well, I'm sorry again. Oh, no, that still doesn't cut it. I'm sorry, baby.
And she's like,
yeah, well, I guess it takes time, but no one really cares, do they, Melissa?
And she's like, but I didn't do that to you. And Jen just shrugs. And so Fessler is like, my question is, setup, no setup. I mean, what was the point? What was the point of doing all this? I mean, you sat Melissa down. You said there's rumor out and you're cheating on your husband. I mean, what was your point, Danielle? And Danielle goes,
I didn't know she was going to freak out about it.
And Jen says, this woman
already knew. She was already putting out TikToks about it. And it was already on TikTok and social media platforms, getting it out there.
Oh, okay. So if it's already out there on TikTok, then none of it is your fault. But then how can you still justify being mad at Margaret for stuff that was out on TikTok?
Thank you.
Like, you don't even listen to yourself. Come on.
And he's like, well, it seemed like you blamed Jen for meeting with Laura when it was actually Jennifer and Teresa, by the way, Margaret. And Margaret's like, well, you know what? I asked Teresa about it. And you know what you said? You said, I didn't do anything with that information. Teresa's like, I didn't. Okay. Well, guess what? Don from Cheadle says, Margaret, how is your relationship with Teresa today? You seem like you're still on good terms all season, but then on social, you guys have been going at it. It's been great. Margaret's like, well, I'll tell you why. Because when I saw that things came out, that Bo Deedle was screamed in my face. Bo Deedle! Okay, who does that? Who said Bo Deedle's name?
It wasn't screamed in your face. It wasn't screamed in your face.
Frank in the background's like, you know what? Watching the finale and hearing them say Bo Deedle as a file in every single person in the room. Who does that? Who says Bo Deedle? Who says Bo Deedle? Bo Deedle!
And back to set, Margaret's like, it was screamed in my face. My turban shook at that party. And Jen's like, he was fed up as hell. And Marge goes, yeah, but things have transpired since then. Well, my family was threatened. My child was called and threatened at his work. And Teresa's like, my home. Like, this huge smile on her hands in here. I mean, she's such a bad liar. My God.
I just also want to point out that when the guys are talking about, and Frank is complaining about Louis, like, invoking Bo Deedle, Fuda goes, you know what? I looked it up. The guy's a private investigator. Yes, thank you, John Fuda. I think that's why everyone's upset. Thank you, John. This show, they really, like, the brightest minds are here.
So how do we know that the kid, Marge's kid, was called? And she's like, well, it was done by Louie, and we have the phone records to prove it. And Teresa's like, yeah, okay. She goes, Teresa, it's true, and you know it's true. So she whips out a file, and then Teresa starts going through her phone like she's got something in there. And Marge is like, it's the truth. Everyone knows it's the truth. And,
oh, now it's freaky shit is what it is.
It's freaky to threaten a kid, Teresa. And Jen's like, well, did your son speak with him or not? And Marge says, well, he was called by name, and he was threatened with, I'm the guy you gotta worry about in the group, and in the very high level place, okay, that's where he works, there's no blocked calls that are allowed to come in. No one would even know where the office is located, okay, and this is their phone number, and my child would have no idea who this person is. It happened last week, April 13th. Here is the proof, Andy. And Andy's like, but is this Louis's phone number? And Therese says,
yeah, spoofer. I was like, a spoofer. You know, the hairstyle they used to wear in the 50s, a spoofer.
I can't believe spoof text came back. Spoof text. Oh my goodness. And Margaret's like, I have all your numbers. And Jen's like,
yeah, but you know what though? I have spoof phone calls calling my cell phone all the time, baby.
And then I was shocked because Andy goes, you know, there is some hack going on with these housewives where we've all got calls from each other. And what is different about this hack is that whenever I pick up, No one ever says anything, although sometimes I hear this little laugh that goes,
I still haven't met Baby Shams. That's so Persian. This hack is so Persian.
So Teresa's like, nah, my say something. They say something. And John's like, yeah, mine too. I just got a call from Patty LuPone last week begging Olivia to reconsider being a love therapist. She said, come back to Broadway, she said. But it wasn't Patty LuPone. It was Kristen Chenoweth the whole time, baby.
I just got a call from Neil Patrick Harris and he says, tell Olivia we don't have to do part two of Into the Woods. We can keep it light. We can keep it fun. Come back so to Teresa's Broadway, like, baby.
Well, I asked private investigators, and they say it happens.
I was like, oh, so you do call private investigator. Okay. So, well, we flipped on that one real quick. And Melissa goes, no, to do that hack, the number has to be stored in your phone. And Teresa's like, nah. And Andy goes, but why would Louis call her child? And she says he didn't. And Marge goes, it's true. I'm sorry. You know what? The police even know it's true. The phone records have been true. Okay? I've shown the phone records. There they are. And she goes, then do something about it. You know, Teresa, I don't know that I would be in that position if I were you. To be having your boyfriend call and threaten people and then saying, I dare you to call the police. I would ask how fucking stupid you are, but I'm honestly afraid of the answer at this point. Like, she's going back to jail. What do you think? What's the over and under on Teresa, Louis doing something criminal, and one or both of them going back to jail?
I think Louis's going to go to jail at some point. He's already having some sort of bankruptcy issues, and he obviously has rage issues, and we've been down this path before. It doesn't look good. So so basically, Melissa's saying. Now Teresa's saying, like, Teresa's accusing Melissa of wanting a storyline. And Margaret's like, this is not a storyline. And Melissa's like, oh, I thought you canceled your sister-in-law-ness, huh? Now you're saying your sister-in-law. But now I thought you canceled me as your sister-in-law. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're definitely canceled. And Dolores is like, I don't want any of this to be true. I don't like this at all.
And so Margaret's like, oh, Dolores, what happened the day it happened? I called you. What a mess was I? What a mess was I? Okay, tell her what a mess was I on a scale of clean countertop to Bounty Man coming out. Like, what a mess was I? And she's like, she did call me. That I can vouch for. And Teresa says,
oh, yeah? Why didn't you call me and tell me that she called it you?
And she's like, because she said that you knew that. She said that you knew about this already. And she goes,
but you still should have called me.
And she goes, I said, Teresa knows. She said, Teresa knows. I said, okay, there it is. Then I took a munch of a little iguana's head that had been made out of focaccia.
Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? I don't want nothing to do with this, all right? On a scale of Charmin to Mr. Clean, I'm not even sure if that's a proper scale, but on that scale, I want Mr. Clean out of here. What I'm trying to say is I don't want to be part of this anymore. I think I mixed my metaphors around.
And Teresa's like, you do what you gotta do, baby.
Which we know means Teresa's like, you are not loyal and I will come for you next.
Yeah. So then Teresa holds up her phone.
Oh my God, Andy. Oh my, did anyone hear my phone ringing? Blink, 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 blink. Hello.
So she's like, I just got 2 missed calls today from Margaret Joseph's. Isn't that crazy? I was like, wow, how convenient. Right during the segment where you guys are being accused of spoof calls, you make some spoof calls? Nuts.
Andy, look, 2 calls from Margaret Joseph's. It says, missed 2 calls from Bo Deedle. You're really doing a bad job at this, okay? So
he's
by the
pretending
way,
to be Margaret Joseph's dog.
So by then by Rachel's way, like, Teresa...
This is the worst cover-up of all time because we've now made it a cover-up, but there was never a cover-up. Louis literally said, I hired Bo Deedle to get a file on all of you guys. There's nothing to be... Yeah. It's like, it's exposed. Exposed from the beginning.
And then to make these calls, like, basically is proving that you're doing it, right? So yeah. She's like... Marge, okay, so Rachel's like, oh my God, these people are so stupid. Rachel goes, Teresa, Louie's watching. That's the irony. Don't you get it? And Marge's like, Teresa, it's a business phone. No one has the number to it. And Melissa goes, yeah, and it's a landline. And so they all start cracking up at how stupid Teresa is. And Teresa's like, look, Margaret's calling me right now. It's on my phone tonight.
Okay, you know what? That's just a proximity thing, saying that one of your contacts is nearby, you stupid face. I haven't seen anyone from Louis' past, and you know what? I haven't called anyone from Louis' past, and you know what? I never want to see his fucking sham of face again. And he's like, well, you're about to. He's needing a lot of Cheetos back there. He's really hyped up.
And Teresa's like, well, you're gonna see him, and you're gonna look right in his eyes. And she goes, I could look right in his eyes, and I could look right in your eyes, and just scare me. Bullshit! You're the devil! I'm the devil! You're a criminal! And so is he! And Teresa's like, I'm a criminal! You're a fucking criminal! Look, look, you put out that rumor of Jackie and Evan and Melissa and Joe! And Margaret's like, oh my God, you've made an asshole of every single day that man belittles you! And she's like, ah! Yes, the world has seen it, Teresa. He belittles you, you fucking idiot criminal. I love her.
Yeah.
Belittling her while accusing her of being belittled.
And then Teresa goes, Jen Fessler, you want to back me up on this? Like the first time she's ever even acknowledged that Jen Fessler exists. And Fessler's like, oh, no, keep me out of this. And she's, oh, thank you. Thank you. See, that's what you got. And Jennifer's like, you know, it feels sometimes like, Jenna Fessler, you could be the voice of reason, so the fact that you don't want to do this right now shows you're not so much the voice of reason, are you? Yeah, belittle, you know what, you guys are all belittling, 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 belittling. And Teresa goes, you know what this is? Old Hag Nancy, you know, right? Remember Old Hag Nancy? That's what she looks like, Old Hag Nancy. What is Old Hag Nancy? Is that a thing?
I mean, at one point, Teresa goes,
fuck you, you whore.
Marge is like, you pathetic little belittler. And Old Hag Nancy. And Andy goes, oh my God, well, you're both acting like assholes, to be honest. Wait. And
I think Old Hag Nancy is actually Nancy Pelosi. I think that's
what?
I did a search because the first thing that came up was...
Did Siggy fake... Flicker's blog come up? I mean, what are you reading over there?
Oh, no. The fake Facebook video that turned Nancy Pelosi into an alcoholic old hag. Oh, wait, no, but sorry. There is also another old hag Nancy. Okay, I'm just literally creating the most fake news. Now, I'm sorry. This is going out here. Like, it's already out. It's out of the lips. Everyone's going to say this is a political thing. Old Hag Nancy, where the fuck did that come from? That was... Oh, I guess it was just from the show. It was just from New Jersey.
So weird, though, saying, yeah, Old Hag Nancy. And so Andy's like, well, you're both acting like assholes. And Andy's like, okay, well, Jackie and Jen Fessler, thanks for all the nothing you brought to this hour. Okay, bye. We're going to bring somebody interesting on the New Jersey Men. So it's a break on set, and the guys are getting ready to come on. And Danielle whispers something to Nate in her dressing room, but I didn't hear what it was. Did you?
She said to Nate, they set me up.
Oh, so she does. She's not that stupid. She just doesn't want to not be loyal. Don't want to be a rat. So then Andy goes up to Louie backstage, and Andy's like, "I'm worried." Okay, and like,
what are you worried about? Huh? You need a financial plan? Huh? What's your social security number? What's your mother's maiden name? Come on, come on, you can do it. Any secret email addresses you want to let me know about? Come on. Come on, Andy.
And Andy's like, I just don't want it to get violent out there. I don't want it to get physical because I'm the one in the middle and I don't want to get the shit beat out of me.
Yeah, and then Andy goes back on set and tells Joe Gorga not to get out of his chair. And then Margaret's like, I'm not even going to say hi to Louie. And so Gorga's taking deep breaths and Louie comes out. And that is the cliffhanger. How will the men
everybody's
react?
The Jaws music, Jersey Jaws music is playing. It's like dun 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 dun, and we just see Louie with his new teeth sniffing around the set, like, "I'm ready, bring it on, Andy." And that's the end of New Jersey.
That is the end. So I'm really excited for the next week's episode. I'm really, really excited. The big finale. So anyway, thanks everyone for being here. Remember to get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com for San Diego this week and all our shows next week and the week after that. And then that's it. So go get your tickets. And we will catch you on the very next episode. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.